Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today to join together all of your complaints. It's the Bridesmaid's Bitch Line. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Ah, love. Let's get right into it.
Okay, so we were all told we're going to rent a house for the wedding because it's a little further out. So we were told it's going to be $300 for the house. Okay, fine, whatever. It's my friend's wedding. So we get there, and the house is pretty cool, and then we learned that, no, that's not just $300. There's no food included. We have to buy all the drinks. We're going to stock the fridge in the house, stand by the gifts. And we haven't even included our dresses yet. Like, so now I'm at least $600, and that's not okay. Bullshit. Give me some money back or something.
Love.
And cash.
So, my best friend was going to get married, and the morning of the wedding, she decided not to, which is great that she figured out her life and everything. But first of all, the way that she told everyone was with a group text. The morning of, we're all getting ready in our bridesmaid dresses that we spent a lot of money on. And we get a group text. Hey, guys, I decided he is not the one. I'll talk to you later. If I had any idea this was going to happen, I would have had way more to drink at the rehearsal dinner.
Priorities.
I am a bride calling on my wedding day. I can't believe that my mother-in-law, she is wearing a freaking white dress. Like, what the f***? How is she going to do that? Like, don't you know that that's not okay? And I just saw her. I don't know what to do. I'm like, I'm not even going to want to look at her straight in the face. I know everybody else has to know. But oh, my God. I just had to vent. That's bullshit. You don't wear white on somebody's wedding day.
Brides are so sensitive.
Especially the groom's mom. That's weird.
I feel like that's intentional.
Like she
wants
the spotlight.
That's sending a message.
Is that like some passive aggressive something?
Yeah. White on somebody else's wedding.
Well, I knew that, but I didn't know that there would be special.
No, that's a power play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mother-in-law's exactly. Power play. Gross.
Yeah, this is complete and utter bullshit that my future mother-in-law gets to come to my tuxedo fitting and have a say in my style. What am I, a little kid trying on the clothes that my mother's buying me for the first day of school? I don't freaking think so. Unreal. You understand unreal? Unreal.
He's so mad.
The freaking first day of school.
I just love my maid of honor's super classy dress choice. It really shows off her baby daddy's name. Tattoo, that tackly move. I love it.
Oh. All right. Time for one more, I think. Here we go.
I am going to kill half of the people that have not responded to their RSVPs for my wedding. Do they not understand that I actually have to order food and quantities and make a wedding table? And, like, it's so rude that I've invited them and they just can't even say yes or no. That's the first part of it that drives me insane. And the second part of it is, then there are the people that tell you they can't come, but they feel the need to tell you every single detail as to why. Maybe because they feel guilty. At the end of the day, being a bride is so stressful. I do not need to know the details of why you can't make it because you have to bring your, grandson to his soccer game and then that interrupts the way you have to take care of your sister-in-law. And, like, I just so don't care and I need to just RSVP at the appropriate time. Why can't people respect that?
Bridezilla!
to let it all out about a wedding happening in your life? Don't tell the bride. Tell the world. Call the Bridesmaids Fix Line at 877-25-BRIDE and let it all out. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.